Famous for their iconic Humboldt fog, inspired by the misty Humboldt County coastline, Cypress Grove has been a cornerstone of American cheese for over 40 years. Their range of fresh, soft-ripened, and aged goat cheeses promises an unforgettable experience. Proudly crafted in Arcata, California, where the redwoods meet the Pacific Ocean, Cypress Grove cheeses are available nationwide at specialty retailers. Discover their cheeses, serving tips, and even order online at cypressgrovecheese.com. Perfect for any occasion or as a gift. There's nothing like that Humboldt fog feeling.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, I don't know if we told you or not, but we're on our summer tour in Kildare and we're in the Gorgeous K Club. We might have mentioned it a couple of times. I'm delighted to say we're joined by Gary O'Hanlon, executive chef at the K Club, who is personally responsible for me putting on a stone weight over the last 24 hours. Gary, thank you indeed for that. No, the food has been fantastic. You've cooked for the great and the good in loads of countries around Europe and so on. What brought you here? Why is this place special for you?
Good question. Well, I've been coming to the K Club, butchering the greens and the fairways for probably 15 years or more now. Like, it could be even longer, you know. Like, I'm not a great golfer, but I absolutely adore the game, and I've been coming here for many, many years and eating here, and I've stayed a few times as well. But mainly, Mark Moriarty and I would spend a good bit of time here. We might meet up a few times a year, and you know, this is one of the places that I came to, you know. And back whenever Michael Featherstone bought it around 2019, around that time, like, there was an approach made for me. But I just began working in the Chateau in France, and that was a big move for me personally. But I was kind of raging, you know, because an opportunity like here, it would be my perfect property. So going back as far as 2019, I suppose that was the first time that any conversation between with me and the people here, it was Monica actually at the time, had come about. And I was kind of like, God, I hope that comes back around again sometime. And look, I was finishing up in France this year, and sure enough, I promised that lady, Monica, way back in 2019, that if I ever moved back to Ireland, that we would talk, and we did. And on her last day here was the day I signed my contract. Yeah, it was one of her last acts before she retired. And we've always kept in touch actually since. So I've always loved the place. It's got a special place in my heart. So yeah, it's 4 months now. I feel it's been so busy though. I feel like I'm here a year or more already, but it's about 4 months and loving every minute of it, you know.
Irish food, because it's funny, when I was growing up, we tend to have a little bit of an inferiority complex about Irish food. I think that's gone, isn't it?
Yeah, look, you know, I went to the States in 99, and I always remember, you know, it was the mirepoix, like carrots, leeks, celery, turnip, potatoes on the shelves. I came back in 2005 and all these other ingredients and different bits and bobs. There was colour everywhere. Irish people had been travelling. It was probably one of the big benefits of the Celtic Tiger was everybody went around. We opened our borders, lots and lots of more people were moving here and living here. So expectation got very, very high. Chefs were traveling. I had gone around. There's a lot of executive chefs in Ireland today. On my own podcast, I actually interviewed Ed Cooney yesterday, and Gareth is a co-host of mine in The Marker. He was in Australia for 6 years. Ed was in London for 14 years. I was in America for 6 years, France for 5. So, you know, as a chef, when you travel and you experience other cuisines and other cultures and very demanding guests, you learn, and you're constantly learning. And then whenever we moved back here and got back into Ireland, then you're sharing those ideas and you're building your own repertoire. So food today in Ireland, I mean, it's night and day to even where it was about 15 years ago. It really has kicked on leaps and bounds, and it's probably going to go to another few levels. Another wave of young chefs coming through now. Again, like, I mean, it's exhausting looking at them because they're so talented, but you've got to keep up with that all the time, you know,
and
like
Gary,
which is great.
You have brought in what looks like art on a plate.
It's almost so good you couldn't eat it.
You're going to eat it though. I'm going to eat it too. Afternoon tea, which is a big thing at the K Club. Yeah. People come in, and obviously grannies and mums and dads and kids, and they come and they have. This reminds me of years ago. I was in New York years and years ago. Yeah. I went to the Plaza for afternoon tea, and I'd never seen the likes of it. But that's obviously what you're doing here. These are confectionaries.
And you know, it's funny
amazing.
You say that about seeing grannies, and that's what people associate with afternoon tea. But I can tell you now, you see kids and you see families. We do a fashion afternoon tea here a few times a year, and you've got models coming in, you know, launching new lines, and we marry up the afternoon tea to actually suit the dresses and the colours and the whole nine yards. And
no
Fernando,
way.
Yeah, absolutely. My pastry chef is a Sri Lankan guy, Fernando. He's absolutely hand on heart. I've been around the world cooking at the highest level 31 years. I've never seen anybody as talented as this guy. I mean, everything he touches is gold. I cannot take any credit for what's on those plates whatsoever.
Some garlicky sambal.
We'll have to take a photograph and put it up on our, because
already there.
I've started eating. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. Yeah, very, very talented guy. And look, afternoon tea. It's definitely a lovely way to experience the K Club for sure.
Okay, we better leave it there. Gary, thanks so much for looking after us over the last 12 hours or so. I will never, ever compare myself to Brad Pitt, except on this one occasion. You know, in Ocean's 11, where in every scene he's easing something.
Yes,
and that
right.
has basically been me since I arrived here. Yeah. So
it's been a joyous time. Let's be honest.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.